Dr. Saber, they're getting an office note on patient Ken Jokel, K-E-N-J-O-E-K-E-L, date of birth 9/9/1966, date of service 8/9/2024. The paragraph, the patient, I'm sorry, date of service is 8/8/2024, date of service 8/8/2024. The paragraph, the patient is 57-year-old gentleman presenting to my office to be established with me as his doctor. He has history of bladder malformation, requiring bladder replacement, multiple surgeries, including partial colectomy and ileal conduit creation of a Indiana punctured bladder. He does chronic intermittent catheterization since 2006 period. Paragraph, patient has been struggling with tremors, arms and legs palpitations when lying down, flushing ever since he got his two Moderna injections for COVID-19. He has seen multiple doctors, including two neurologists, period. He has tried multiple regimens to address his condition, and he has seen some improvement with his tachycardia with propranolol prescribed by Dr. Bowden, period. His past surgical history includes creation of Indiana puncture in 2006 and tonsillectomy. Allergies, he's allergic to Bactrim, causes bad C. diff colitis. Social history, patient is divorced, has two boys. He smokes occasional cigar, occasional alcohol use, no drug use. He owns an employment company. Family history, father has prostate cancer and MI. Mother is healthy. He has no siblings. Review of symptoms reveals no headache, no brain fog, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. He does clean intermittent catheterization through Indiana pouch, occasional leg swelling. He has palpitations when lying down with tachycardia, flushing, tremors, which improve with sedation or alcohol. All other systems reviewed are negative. On physical exam, his weight is 166 pounds, blood pressure 136 over 88, heart rate is 71, temperature is 98.8, autoset is 98% on room air, HENT pupils rounded, active bilateral accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-injected sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema, noted to the paragraph next, supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regular, and rhythm, no muscle and stew, no lumbar shoulder, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or with dessert, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, there is no edema below extremity, skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam, he does have cognitive rigidity, he does have purposeful tremors, period, paragraph. Investigations available to me. Do the following. White count 4.77, hemoglobin 14.4, platelet count 226. The ceruloplasmin is low at 11. Copper level is low at 47.6. AM cortisol was normal. Sodium 138, potassium 4.5, fluoride 105, total CO2 23, BUN 22, creatinine 0.65, sugar is 100, calcium 9.2. Estimated GFR 109 ml per minute. Zinc level was normal at 82.2. Assessment and plan one. Before this is my plan, current medications include Valium, 5 mg. It takes it daily. I'm sorry, it takes 2 to 3 tablets daily. Ivermectin, 21 mg daily. Propranolol, 10 mg. It takes 3 tablets daily at bedtime, and Ambien at bedtime as needed. Third paragraph assessment and plan one. Chronic vaccine injury likely with onset of early Parkinsonism and autonomic dysfunction. Patient has tried multiple regimens, currently maintained on ivermectin. He has low copper level. We're going to supplement him with oral copper. We're going to add vitamin B12 and B-complex vitamins to his regimen. We're going to do a workup to check on his lab again. I would like to refer him to see an integrative neurologist and recommend for him to do EDTA chelation. Period. Paragraph, we'll see patient back and around. No, patient is needing diazepam for his severe tremors, uncontrollable. That seems the only thing that helps this. And he takes Ambien so he can sleep at night because of his symptoms, period. Paragraph. I will see patient back in around 2 to 3 weeks for further recommendations and report. Thanks.